Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm here with Roger. Are you on that side of me, Roger?
I'm actually on top of you.
Oh, great. You're on this side of me on my screen. That's the one that counts because it's the one we're going to see. Well, I say that and then it's going to, when I do it, it's going to flip us.
Yeah, but also because
you're vertical.
Yeah. Unless I do this and then I'm on this side of you. This side. Yeah.
No, you're on this side of me.
Oh, okay. But I like this angle better because that's just...
It doesn't matter. You look great and you're on the screen. That's all that matters.
I am on the screen.
But we're going to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 3. Is this episode 6, maybe? I don't know.
Snatch game.
It's the Snatch Game, and that's why Roger's here.
Yay!
Roger does every Snatch Game, and I don't know if you watch Canada, but next week is Canada's Snatch Game.
So great! I can't wait to finally watch all of those shows.
Yeah, have you watched Canada at all?
No, I'm behind. I have to tell you, I've only just caught up on UK.
I know.
Within the last 2 weeks.
I know. This is my preface to you for Canada. It's very boring.
Really? Not gonna lie.
It makes me sad because I enjoyed last season of Canada for the Queens. This time they have zero personality.
Like, wow.
Not a one.
Wow.
So I think Snatch Game will be very interesting. I feel like where last season was about the talent and the personalities, this season is only about the looks. There's nothing else going on for them. So the runways have been lovely.
Okay. How's Brad Goreski as a judge?
He's fine.
Brad Goreski kind of does it for me.
I get that. Yeah. Yeah, he's fine on the show. He's not Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
Who kind of does it for me too.
There is a queen on the show that resembles Jeffrey Boyer Chapman out of drag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. To me, he's actually a little even more attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Fun time. Yeah, I will say, like, I know that I joke about it, but I needed to take a Drag Race break.
Well, and in 2 weeks, we have Italy starting.
Yeah, and like I haven't watched, I didn't watch España. I did not watch the Holland season. I just needed, it's too much.
Yeah. Well, I have not recapped Canada at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm also watching Dragula.
See, yeah, that's a lot.
We're Here came back.
Right. It's a lot of drag.
So Monday night we have We're Here, Tuesday night Dragula, Thursday UK and Canada.
Yeah. And then also, isn't there Call Me Mother?
What is that?
Oh, it's also a dry competition with Peppermint, Crystal, and another queen whose name I couldn't remember, but she's never been on Drag Race before.
I haven't watched that. I think I tried to watch one episode and I did not enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm also not a huge Peppermint fan. I know people love her. She does very little for me.
I mean, she's okay.
She's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to go out of my way to see her.
I think the breaking point for me was, I think, Australia. I was like, this is too much. I can't. Yeah. And it was not a good season. I'm like, I cannot invest my time in all of in this industrial drag race complex if all we're doing is putting out mediocre seasons.
Yeah, because that's what it means.
Shows.
Even UK is not.
Oh,
as this great is, as it has been.
No, not at all. You're doing so much, but what you're producing is really mediocre.
Is so much less than what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell that they're just flying through things.
What do you think of this Queens of the Universe?
I love that Vanessa Williams is on
Me
it.
Me too. Yeah, the only one I'm not excited about is Michelle Visage. I don't think she needs to be there, but I know that she thinks she's a musician. She also thinks she's a voguer. she's trying desperately hard to do something. So, but yeah, I mean Leona Lewis, lovely.
Yeah.
She's been through this type of competition before, so she knows what to
expect. Right. Right. And then you have to have your drag queen, which
right. is Trixie. Trixie Mattel in. Great. She's, you know, probably the best singer Drag Race has produced.
Yeah. Legitimate albums.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I mean, Vanessa Williams, icon. And then icon. Graham Norton as the host, I think, is wonderful.
Yeah.
It makes sense because he does Eurovision as well. So yeah. It's the same thing.
I like Graham Norton.
I love Graham Norton too. I went to his show when he filmed here in New York for like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When I worked at the Pride Agenda, he used to, I don't know if he used to go to several of them, but I know that he went to one of the Hamptons tea dances. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, we're talking about everything except Drag Race UK.
Well, again, like, you know.
So what are your thoughts so far in the season? I know you just caught up, but let's get up to episode, I think it's 6, up to Snatch Game.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I just said the quality of the competitors compared to the last two seasons is really, really low. Like, there are no people that stand out in the way that like in the first season, like Bag of Chips, like, you know, popped. Even like I loved Davina DeCampo.
I love Davina DeCampo too.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Vivian, but I can't take away from the fact that the Vivian was really good at some things.
She looked great.
Yeah. You know, and then, last season, that was a really strong top four.
It really was, yeah.
You know, but none of the queens here this season rise up to that level.
The only one I think that did was Victoria Scone, honestly.
Right, and then,
she left, and to this date still hasn't been invited back.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, because, you know, you can sense producer manipulation within, you know. I'm wondering if they were like, oh, she's really fucking good. Why don't we surround her with not many great people so we can be sure that she gets all the way to the end?
Exactly. And then she hurt herself episode one.
And then she hurt herself. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I know they just put out the casting call for UK4. Okay. So yes, I don't know if we'll hear that she gets invited back or if she's going to just not come back. I don't know.
Wait, did I hear from you that this season was filmed in like a very short amount of time?
Yeah, the rumor was 10 days, which was a day, an episode. It wasn't that long, but it was short. I think it was, some of them were day episodes, but I think some of them were also 2 days. So it may have only been like 15 days, which is still way too short.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so those are my overall thoughts. I'm like, I watch it, but I'm by no means invested.
I'm not invested in anyone singly either, other than Elle of a Day, who I just think is a cute boy.
Elle of a Day is the kind of boy that I'm attracted to.
Very much so. Yeah. He is delicious to look at.
Right. And he's attainably hot. It's not like he's not like drop dead gorgeous, like, right. You know.
He's not milk.
He's attainably hot.
Yeah. And has like this weird, nerdy personality to him.
Exactly.
That is just adorable. So yeah, I enjoy Elle of a Day. Is Elle of a Day going to win? Most likely not.
I mean,
at this point, who knows?
I mean, like, the rest of the competition is, you know, Crystal Versace, and she's just an Aquaria knockoff.
And I just don't even want her to make top four, but it's inevitable now.
Yeah.
I think. Well, we'll see. When we get to the end, we'll discuss that. Okay. All right, let's talk about this episode. We're starting with our reading challenge.
Oh, I should have rewatched this. But then again, it wasn't great.
It was not. I don't know why it keeps jumping. but we start with Charissa May. No, we start with Charissa May. and I thought she was going to win this only because they showed so much of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that made me think most of her reads were really good.
Yeah.
Were they really good? No. Were they good? Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fine. Do you remember any of these reads?
I'm going to be very honest. No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of one that I really, that really stood out for me that she did, and I can't think of any.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that there's one of these, if this, like this entire slate of queens in this, like if there was anything that popped out to me, it was just the fact that Scarlet Harlot is just falls into that category of doesn't know how to read and all she is just mean.
Mean, exactly.
Yeah.
What about Vanity Milan?
I also like just a little unmemorable, and I don't even really remember if they showed her for very much.
Yeah, no, I think they did too. And then I think Scarlet Harlot bounced back at her and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what that was about either.
Yeah.
So yeah, nothing.
This is so horrible. Oh my God.
River Medway. Oh, poor River.
Poor River. Poor River Medway. Yeah. Again, it was like it did not pop, and she's just not, it's just not her thing.
Yeah. No, not at all. She tried to be really cute with Scarlett and not say anything and talk about interrupting, but it just, it was like,
yeah.
It's just not funny. then we had Scarlett. I thought, we had Crystal, who I thought did better than I expected her to.
Yes. Wait, who was the one who made the joke about the like?
That was about Vanity.
About Scarlett?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, about Scarlett.
Okay.
So I really appreciated her Kitty's Got Paws. I thought that was really funny.
Yes.
And clever. So I don't know where that came from her, but good for her. But that's the only one I remember from her as well.
It's like none of them, when they went back to the hotel rooms, worked on things, like wrote down observations or anything.
No, as soon as week one is over, you start picking out things of people's characters to learn from.
Right.
Yeah. Elle of a Day.
I loved Elle of a Day's boy outfit.
Oh, she looks so cute.
So cute.
What'd she say? I don't know.
No.
Again, I don't know. No.
Yeah.
And finally, we have so Scarlet mean. Harlot.
So mean. Just also, like, Scarlet is the villain of the season now, right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of also thought that after that week she won, she turned into that because she got nasty, especially with River. Saying that River doesn't belong there. And I was like, oh, yeah. Girl.
Yeah.
And then she had two rotten weeks, one of which she should have gone home.
One of which she should have gone home.
Yeah. And that's the only reason we had a double save. I know we did it because we lost two queens one week, but she lost that lip sync.
There was, no.
So there you go. We had Kitty's Got Claws as well. Actually, I thought she was really funny.
I loved, she was at the end. She was like, ooh, Paul Charles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
So I thought she was, I actually thought, because we had gone through them and she was last, I was like, oh, she's going to win. Because that's the only one I could remember at that point. But yeah. Charissa May won, so great. Who cares?
Fun times for Charissa May.
Did she win anything? No. Not at all. Not one bit.
I love that Charissa May's entire thing was, I have a big dick.
Exactly. And apparently her boyfriend does too.
Good for them.
Great. Let's get into our snatch characters.
Let's get into it. Okay.
This is Kitty's Got Claws as Gemma Collins. I only know Gemma Collins because we've had her on Snatch Game before and she was our Snatch Game competitor last season.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything else about her.
I think that's probably why they were like, Gemma Collins is retired from Snatch Game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's basically on their, on England's version of like Jersey Shore or like The Hills.
I think she was on Big Brother as well over there.
She was also on Celebrity Big Brother. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I don't know anything about her. I know that the character that River Medway played, apparently they were on the same show and hated each other.
Yep.
That's all I got out of it.
Yep.
I kind of wish that had been played up more, and it may have been, and we just didn't see it because they wanted to make River look really bad.
Right.
Who knows? But what'd you think of this performance?
So for a couple of these Snatch Game performances, after the fact, I went to YouTube just to see like the real person, you know? And for Gemma Collins, I really enjoyed Kitty Scott Claus when I was watching it. Then I went back to watch the YouTube clips of Gemma Collins. And could you not, the first three YouTube videos I watched, all of them were word for word what Kitty Scott Claus did on the thing, which actually for me brought it down a little bit because it wasn't her jokes that she made. Right. She was just repeating things out of context from other things, from other situations.
Right. Which that has only worked for Alyssa Edwards as, I guess, Faye Dunaway, but Mommy Dearest.
Right.
Where she would just say lines from the show that had absolutely nothing to do with what they were talking about.
Yeah. So, like, everything, like, I'm claustrophobic. How's Darren? I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
Yeah.
Doesn't even make sense as an answer to RuPaul.
Right.
But is just something that she said, I believe, on Celebrity Big Brother.
Okay.
I'm all gamed out. I'm gamed out. I'm tired of playing games. It's 24/7 for 2 days. All the same thing. Celebrity Big Brother.
Big Brother. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a Big Brother thing.
Yep. The reveal, the bodysuit reveal with the candy.
Yeah.
That's something from that Essex show.
Where okay.
It was just all word for word, you know, reciting things that she said in other media and not actually
coming up with jokes that go with it.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, not knowing who she was, I was like, she's fine. She's not my favorite. But she's fine.
Yeah.
You'll see that I say that with a lot of people because I didn't know who a lot of these queens were. I mean,
neither did I. I mean, yeah.
So let's move on to Selena Mosinski, who is apparently Charity Shop Sue. Charity Shop Sue, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to make an appearance on next week's episode.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine, but I don't like the idea of someone playing a character, not an actual person.
Yeah.
So Charity Shop Sue is a character that Selena Mosinski plays.
Right. And only on YouTube. Apparently she's never been like given a show or anything.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And it is that thing that Michelle says in the critiques is the fact that the character is the joke. And if you're not, it's hard to kind of do that if you're not the original, you know, if you're just, you can't take the joke further.
Right. Yeah, I thought she was terrible.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy her in Snatch Game at all. And I didn't expect to, but I was kind of hoping for like an Aquaria moment where we got Melania Trump, which was brilliant.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, Crystal really kind of only excels in the runway and looks.
Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't excelled anywhere else, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I do not agree with her win for that horrendous dragathon thing.
No.
I don't
know where that came from out of it.
Yeah.
That she would have been the last person I picked to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Okay, we have Jeritza May as Margarita Bragadon.
So this was another one where I went to YouTube and I was so delighted. I was so delighted to find out who Margarita Bragaton is.
Bragaton.
And yeah, I mean, for what it was fine.
It was fine.
The thing is, like, Charissa is just so funny when she's Charissa that just, it didn't really come across when she was playing, you know, a character. A
spooky character.
Yeah.
She was playing herself, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, the thing is, like, she's funny because of a personality, not for anything that she's ever actually said.
No. It's just who she is.
Yeah.
But I also didn't think it was worthy of being in the bottom.
No.
That's my opinion.
Yes.
People can dispute me all they want. Yeah, I thought it was fine. Again, it was Kitty Scott Claus fine.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Macaulay Culkin.
So also I had to go to YouTube to figure out who this was.
Never heard of her.
I tease. I didn't care for it. Mostly because I'm like, really? Macaulay Culkin? Really? And it's one of those things where, like, when RuPaul was going through the workroom, talking to people,
yeah,
saying, who are you going to be? And at least two people, Scarlett being one of them, was like, I'm going to do this character. And RuPaul's like, who else you got? Because, you know, RuPaul didn't know who that person was.
Exactly.
So it was funny that RuPaul was like, you look like Macaulay Culkin. Or, you know. You know what? It was fine. It's just, you know, like 30 years later, we're still doing Home Alone. Yeah,
that's my thing. It was very one note. All you had was the screen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know you did that stupid machine gun scene as well, but it was all Home Alone. It was just boring.
You weren't doing Macaulay Culkin, you were doing Kevin McAllister.
Exactly. Yeah, I was kind of hoping for more characters. Like, you could have done My Girl.
Yeah.
And, like, lose your glasses.
Yeah.
Or get stung by a bee.
Yeah. Or just, like...
Or, you know, go into Crazy Party Monster. That's a World of Wonder show.
Absolutely. Or just do, like, a strung out...
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Right. A has-been child actor who's...
Exactly.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be safe because he switched when RuPaul asked him to.
Right.
That's the only reason. That's probably the reason Charissa was in the bottom, because she did not switch to Cher, which Ru wanted her to do.
Could you imagine a Charissa made Cher? It
would have been hysterical.
God.
And I love that the reason she said she wasn't doing it is because she didn't know how to do her makeup. I was like, oh, who cares? Just do Cher.
That doesn't stop Charissa any other time.
Exactly. All right, then we have Vandy Milan as Jocelyn G. Escena. I don't know who this is.
Which is also the name of an actress, but she's doing a character.
A character that she created, of course.
Yes. So, again, it's just like, I didn't know the character. I didn't look it up. But it, honestly, Vanity and Crystal Versace were like the two kind of where I'm like, no, both should have been in the bottom.
Agreed. I don't know how Vanity escaped even the bottom three. She was not even in the bottom three.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, this also puts the show in a very bad position where you have a person, like one of the only people, Vanity is the only one of the only people of color on the show. And if she's gone, then you have an all-white season like Australia.
No, you still have River Medway.
Well, oh, yes, but now that River...
is gone now. And you did have Charissa, who's white passing, but is Spanish.
Right.
But yeah, I get it, but... I mean, Vanity should have gone weeks ago.
True. It's true.
She is adding nothing to this show.
It's true, very true.
Other than being a Black queen.
Yeah.
And I don't get the... That is casting's fault and no one else's. Huh?
I do not get the Dirty Rice joke.
No. I didn't get anything from this. It made no sense to me. I know the contestant, what was her name? Who also, I think, was Jamaican, understood every joke and was the only one laughing at them.
I was going to say Lonnie Love.
But it is Love, but I don't know her. Judy Love?
Judy Love.
Judy Love.
It's almost yeah.
Again, I don't know who that is either.
Yeah. So Loose Women, I believe, is kind of like their version of the View, of the Talk, of the Real.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, so Lonnie Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, great. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I thought she was terrible and should have been in the bottom two.
Uh-huh.
Poor River Medway as Amy Childs. Poor
River Medway. Here's the thing. I really love River Medway.
I do too.
She was so out of her depth.
It was just bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know Amy Childs enough to know, but I believe Kitty's Got Claws when she says, no one says that anymore. No one's said that for like 10 years. So just a little out of date.
Yeah, I wish they had fought more and that would have made it both of their characters more interesting at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was no improvisation. It was just reciting things that they had said in the past.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not good. Poor River. And finally, we have Ella Bidet as Nigella Lawson.
So I had to also YouTube Nigella Lawson to be really? Like... I mean, I had heard the name, but I'd never really known who she was.
I used to watch her cooking show on Food Network.
Oh, okay. Well, because I'm also not... I don't watch Food Network. I'm not an HGTV kind of person. So I also was like, okay, is she literally like... Is she just sexual or she just sensual? Like, I just had to see.
Yeah, everything is like sexual and sensual all together while she's cooking. And it's just ridiculous. But she talks in this voice like this, almost like Kim Cattrall, the British version.
Okay.
From as Samantha, not as Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, it's just, watching her cooking show is just hysterical because she's a great chef.
Uh-huh.
But it's just... all sex, and then at the end of it she sneaks down in like a nightie and steals like a piece of dessert that was left over.
I love it.
Yeah.
I you know what, because the bar was so set so low by the other contestants, like Ella Bidet just kind of went in and was like, my show, this is my show.
I think she nailed it, because I think it was just hysterically funny. and also spot on, but she didn't. Like, the only thing she stole was that micro wave. She did say that in one of her things, but it's one of the funniest things that's ever been said on the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Also, this is the prettiest that Ella Bidet has looked.
Yeah. She has a very hard face.
Yeah. She always, every time that she's on the runway, every time she's doing drag, she always looks like a boy doing drag, like a man doing drag.
Yeah.
This, I was like, oh,
yeah,
this look.
She knew how to soften her face up for this and looks like a woman.
Yeah. Also, you know who else she looks like? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She does. She really, really does.
Yeah.
So she was the clear winner, in my opinion, from this.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Also, this Ella Bidet in as Nigella Lawson kind of turned me on.
Yeah. It's very sexy.
Yeah. And yeah.
Her boobs do not look like a breastplate.
No.
They look real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, far and away, the best performance on this Snatch Game.
Of the Snatch Game, exactly. I agree 1,000%. I kind of wish we still had Victoria Scone, and I kind of wish we had Charity Case, because I can't imagine what she would have done for Snatch Game.
Right. That would have been so nice to say.
Yeah, because I could see her like going completely crazy and doing like this most, the glamorous woman in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll never know. onto the runway. So here's, I've only put this, I just put a picture of RuPaul in here. Mm-hmm. I had to throw this in there because Michelle Visage. What is this look?
No, I can't.
I don't get it at all.
I don't get it.
I have nothing else to say about it other than she's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's talk about RuPaul's look. What do you think of this?
I didn't like it.
I didn't either. I actually find it ugly. Her hair looks good.
Like if she were right in front of me, what I would tell her is no one's a winner this week.
Exactly. No one. Except maybe Lulu for saying blowjob.
Yeah. I'm really glad that Lulu was as crazy as I wanted her to be.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect from her. I didn't know if she was going to be like super prim and proper. And then when she came out with that line, I was like, oh, she's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. But RuPaul is a big boot.
Yep.
Our category is feeling fruity, which I kind of love this idea as a category.
I do too.
And this, of course, is Miss Charitza May as a peach.
Yes, it was. I mean, I liked it, but it just didn't blow me away.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my top two, but it's a two because I enjoy the camp factor of it. I think she's into her drag style, which I totally appreciate. Yeah. So I don't hate it, but it's...
Yeah. It looks better in this picture than it did on the runway.
It did, yeah. The runway lights really fuck things over.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a hard color.
Yeah. I would toot this look. I think it's cute.
Yeah. Are we tooting? I guess I toot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Krista Versace as a dragon fruit. I had no idea what she was coming out as until it was told to me, and then it made sense.
Yes. I do not like this.
I don't either.
I don't like it.
What I like most about it is the bodysuit underneath it.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's very, I feel like it's very easy for a size -3 to put something like this and pass it off as fashion.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm glad that she was called out for wearing this already because she did.
Yeah.
I wish they would call her out for wearing everything Aquaria has ever worn.
Yep.
And for wearing Raven's face.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's nothing original about Crystal to me other than she's 19 and has had a lot of surgery.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Am I going to boot this look? I don't know.
I'm going to boot it.
All right. I will too. Like I said, the bodysuit is my favorite part of it. The cat suit with the tights and the shirt.
Yeah. Wait, did you do a pool for this?
No, not yet. It's going up after this.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you can do your actual votes.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Did you do one for the season?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm taking the season off because there was too many happening.
It was too many.
And I was like, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I'm going to actively boot this and I'm going to boot it so hard that I'm going to boot it for making me boot it so hard the first time.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Do you get lime from this at all?
No.
Yeah. When she came out, I was like, I thought maybe green apple. Because I was like, it's the color of a green apple.
Well, I mean, like when she came out, I'm like, okay, so lime, I guess?
Yeah, I love that they called her lettuce. Because then when they said that, I was like, oh yeah, she's lettuce.
Yeah, she's wet lettuce.
Wet lettuce. Yeah, this is a big boot. Misunderstood assignment, and it's ugly.
And you know that she thought she looked the best.
Yeah. She was living for this gown.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Scarlett, this is a boot.
Boot. Is it frozen?
My mouse battery died, so I have to use my keyboard. River Medway as a bowl of fruit.
This one. This is sad.
I don't hate it as much as I think if the bowl was in a different fabric, it would have been fine.
The bowl needed to be see-through and the fruit needed to go all the way down. That,
I think the bowl needed to be pulled up a bit, and then I wanted it to flip down as a reveal and then have fruit all over the dress as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, she looks like
to me, that would have been cute.
It looks like she's waddling in like a bowl of pudding.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it is certainly the wrong color. It needed like a fun bowl print. And then, like I said, if it flipped down and then it was that fruit all the way down, I would have loved it.
Yeah, it's just the taste level across the board, but yeah, especially here, it's just not
especially
there.
Here.
It's not there.
Yeah, it could have been better. And then when she turned around and there was nothing on her back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, River, you're just begging to go home.
This looks like a really bad Halloween costume.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this looks like a costume that I could have made. I mean, she also said that she made it, and I was like, I would not tell anyone that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elle of a day as a watermelon.
Yeah, I mean,
it's good.
It's good.
You get the reference. You get the teeth marks coming out of the cutouts. I think they're smartly placed. Uh-huh. Her body looks insanely good in this.
Yep.
So yeah, she nailed it.
And I love that, like, the cape that turns into like the bustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she looks like a Va Va Voom, like, cartoon character.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah.
Exactly. And this queen.
Again, it's just like, it's not there yet.
No, not at all. Yeah, to me, I get her reference, and I don't want to be disrespectful and say that it's bad, mm-hmm. but it's just not enough.
No.
If you're going to do, and then she held the bowl the whole time walking down the runway. Yeah. So it wasn't placed properly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This dress is so ugly to me.
So ugly.
I want to like the sleeves because I want them to be interesting, but they're not.
Yeah.
And she was proud that she made this herself.
I mean, you know, good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Lastly, we have Kitty Scott Claus telling us that this was cherries.
One, and look, I know you love her.
I do.
But like,
and I love this outfit, but it's not cherries.
And does not make sense.
No. First of all, cherries don't grow on vines.
Right.
They grow on trees.
Exactly. Little Red Riding Hood does not ever
do anything with fruit.
Exactly.
Nothing with fruit.
She looks great.
She looks amazing in this, and it's a cool outfit. It is it just doesn't make sense for what this is.
It does not make sense, and I don't like the shoes with it.
The shoes are awful. I just looked at them, and I was like, ooh, those are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she looks good, yes. Does it meet the assignment? No. So for that, I have to boot her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our winner, of course, is the one and only Elle of a Day this week. There was really no other choice.
Right.
Everyone else honestly could have been in the bottom.
Yeah.
But these are our safe queens. Scarlet Harlot. What's her name? Kitty Scott Claus, Vanny Milan, and Crystal Versace. No one was more surprised to be safe than Crystal Versace.
You know that.
She could not believe that she was safe. And that means our girl Charitza and River are lip syncing for their lives. Do you agree with this bottom two?
No, No.
I think it should have been Crystal and Vanity, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wouldn't have put either of these two in the bottom.
Right. Right.
Maybe River is the bottom three for that outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, and her snatch game wasn't good, but yeah, I think Charitza May in the bottom was just production.
Yeah,
that's all there is to say about that. But they are lip syncing by Shout, performed by Lulu and the Lovers.
Which I didn't realize that they were the first ones to.
I didn't realize it was her song either. I was like, I literally said to Christian, I was like, did she do a cover of this song? And no, it is her song.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, actually, and let me rephrase that, because that made it sound that I just had found this out during this episode. I actually found out that she was the originator of the song several years ago at this point.
Okay.
Do you remember the off-Broadway show Shout the Mod musical?
Oh my God, yes. It was part of that?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's how I was like, why is this song in this show? Because I used to usher for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Lulu, okay.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I also no really love Shout the Mod musical.
I did not see it, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I mean, the performances for this were, one, they should have been embarrassed in front of Lulu.
They should have, because let's move on to this. We had a wig change.
Yeah.
That may have been the worst wig change in Drag Race history.
I mean, the song started, she literally just turned around. You could see
her headpiece off and threw this wig on her head, and it was not placed properly, and it just
kept
moving. And by the end of it, it was hanging off the back of her head, and you could see her boy hair.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I bet they put Teresa in the bottom. I don't think that they thought that she was going to be bad.
No. I think they were like, it's River's turn to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Teresa messed it up. She should have just left that headpiece on. She didn't do anything that required her not to wear that headpiece.
Exactly.
But then you had River's reveal down to these tights.
No.
Where's your fucking panty?
No. It's just
If you knew you were gonna take that off, you need something under there. I mean, it is big enough. She could have even had a tutu under that.
Yeah. And the back and forth of shots of the judges just being like, you know, just stone-faced was hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, we got this. No, my post doesn't work. RuPaul.
Yeah. Yeah.
When RuPaul looks like this, it is never good.
No. And this is like what, two challenges after that was shit, you know, in the commercials.
No, that was last week.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it was last week when there no winner. And now we have this.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get. So clearly both of them are going home. No one is safe. Yeah, that's it. I did a montage of the other queens' reactions. When both queens were eliminated, they're all shocked and surprised.
Ella. Yeah.
She's like,
I also realized at the end, as soon as both walked away, I went, are we in a top five already?
Yeah.
I'm like, what a horrible top five.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that too. So these queens left, we got. So next week, let's go to next week. We're doing I guess it's our ball. And it's the fugly ball.
Yeah. But look at Elle of a Day. Like, again, Elle of a Day is that kind of, like, he's not super hot, but he's, like, handsome.
So handsome. Yeah, so attractive. Who do you think is going to do well in this ball?
I think Kitty Scott Claus is going
to
do really well.
I think it's hers to win.
Yeah.
I guess hers to lose, because I think she's winning the next episode. She's not winning the show. She's winning this episode. The next episode, right. As far as I know, I think we are finally going to get rid of Vanity.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to go.
It could, honestly, because it's I don't know if it's a sewing challenge. I'm guessing it is.
Oh.
I
wouldn't be surprised if they made one of their looks.
Right. I think they'll probably have to make one, I'm assuming. And if that's the case, Christopher Saatchi can't sew.
Oh.
Veronica Green is not there to help her.
There you go.
So there you have it. So yeah, I think Kitty Scott Claus should sail through it. But you never know, that could always be their downfall as well. It's also, Rue said it's going to be on a time thing.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that means they have to, like, if in a normal ball you have time to change, if it's going to be like, you only have an hour to get out of this and get to your next costume. I don't know. We'll see when it happens.
Yeah.
But here's our top five. What are your thoughts on this top five?
I mean, at this point, it's like, great, awesome.
Going into this season, would you have picked these five to be your top five?
No.
Not at all.
I guess not. No.
No,
because here's the deal. The person with, I think, overall, the best looks of the cast was sent home last week.
Yeah.
Say what you will about her spooky aesthetic, but Charity Case's
her outfits were impeccable.
Were impeccable.
Yeah, agreed. I agree.
Yeah.
But I guess I thought she might make it actually to top four. I knew she was never going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of thought she would make it to top four. The same with Victoria Scone, whose outfits were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, aside from that red dress.
Right.
So yeah, those are the two that I would have picked to be in the top four. And yeah. I probably would have picked Kitty Scott Claus as well, because she entertains me.
Yeah.
And they need to keep her around for television purposes.
Yeah.
But no one else.
Right. No, it's true. It's true.
I guess Crystal Versace, because she's the young one. They like to have a young queen in the finale.
Yeah, but she's all bodysuits.
But she's so boring to me. Yeah, she's so nothing. Boring. There's nothing new about her drag.
Yeah.
It's good drag, but it's not new.
Yeah.
Prediction from this, who's going to win?
I think that Elle of a Day could come in and if she performs strongly the next 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it could be Elle of a Day.
I'm leaning towards her as well. I actually thought River was on a trajectory to win.
Mm-hmm.
I could
also see a Kitty Scott Claus win, especially if she finally gets her repeater badge in this next week, and then that becomes the final stretch
right into the final trajectory. Yeah, so it's like the trajectory where she was good the whole time and then finally took off at the end. You also have to consider that whoever wins is going to get a World of Wonder show as their prize. Who's of these queens show would you want to watch? The only one is Kitty Scott Claus.
Kitty Scott Claus, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care about anyone else. I mean, Elle of a Day could sit there in boy clothes and just talk to me and I would watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, if Elle of a Day won and her World of Wonder show was just her making out with Joey J, I would watch that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I have woken up some days and like I look at my phone when I wake up and it said Elle of the Day is going live and I immediately click on it.
Uh-huh.
Because it is normally her getting into drag at that time.
Uh-huh.
And she's shirtless.
I love it.
And I'm like, okay, I'll watch this.
Do I follow Elle of the Day?
I would do it just for those live videos where she's naked.
Oh. Okay. I turns out I do. So
okay. Yeah, if you ever see it pop up that she's going live, it's usually in the morning, like at 9 o'clock here.
So 8 o'clock
your time.
Okay.
Great. She's getting into drag, and so she has no shirt on and she's like half face.
Amazing. Good. Well, I need some new material anyway.
Exactly. All right. Roger, thank you as always for
of course
joining me for Snatch Game.
I guess I have to catch up on Canada.
You don't have to, because I literally haven't recapped anything. So if it comes out like in 3 weeks, who cares?
Oh, okay, great, 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 great.
Yeah, so you let me know when you watch Snatch Game in Canada, and we will catch up.
Thursday's Eternals, so I'm going to see
Eternals. It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And as you know, because this has happened before, I always put Marvel over Drag Race.
Of course.
MCU
over Canada Drag Race. Also doesn't come out until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, because that's when it airs in Canada. So
yeah, okay.
I always watch it on Friday.
Okay, cool. All right.
But yeah, whenever you catch up, don't stress out about it.
Okay.
It can be in a month. It can be when UK is over.
Awesome. Awesome.
I love you. Are you doing anything for Halloween? Too,
My boyfriend.
That's really all that matters.
That's all that matters. I hate Halloween, so.
Oh, really? I love Halloween.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing. The only time I've really liked Halloween is like when I went to Spooky Bear Weekend.
Okay. All right. That's
fair. It's not a thing. I put Halloween in that kind of category with like Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, and New Year's Eve is really when a lot of really horrible people feel like they can just do a bunch of amateur shit.
Thanks.
No. I mean, just, you know, it just, I guess.
Did you not see my Hamburglar costume?
No, I loved it. It's just, I'm talking about straight people.
I know. We'll wait really, to see what I put on today.
Yeah, being drunk and obnoxious. Okay. Out and about, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it then. Oh, yes. A good Cruella is always a good thing.
Always a good choice. So yeah, I'll be wearing that at some point today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you too.
And I will talk to you via text very soon, I'm sure.
Awesome. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.